All right, we got Nick on the line from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. How goes this week, Nick?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Enjoying cooler weather and good fishing.
And looks like we're going to have some cooler weather until this weekend. Then it's going to go back to summer, which is not necessarily a terrible thing to finish off the summertime Labor Day weekend with some nice weather. But today, tomorrow, we're looking at a little bit cooler temperatures overnight as well into the 40s. Have you heard anything or seen anything for salmon?
I've heard mixed reviews. From personal experience, usually about the first week that the college students go back to school, there's salmon in a few of our streams in our area. I haven't been really encouraging anybody to target them yet. You know, it's pretty hit or miss this time of year.
Sure. Anything from the river mouth fishermen?
I haven't heard anything positive from them.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything yet. Well, in about a week now, I haven't heard anything from the river mouth guys.
Around here in Marquette, too, even when it's hot in the river or it's starting to turn on in the rivers, I often don't hear much from the river mouth guys. They keep their mouth shut about it, as they should, I guess.
Well, I haven't seen too many of them either, you know, driving around and checking spots that I fish, too, so I don't know. But
no, there aren't many guys out there. Most of the ones that are fishing walleye, bass, and pike.
Well, we'll get to that in a second, because I've been getting pretty consistent reports from some inland lake fishermen. But let's go back to the rivers here real quick. Have you heard anything from trout fishermen here headed into the last month of season?
Most guys are reporting that fishing has picked up. The water temps have definitely come down. You know, I just took a temp yesterday morning on one that, you know, was nosing into 68, 69 degrees for a little while, and it was back down to 62.
Nice.
So things are looking a lot better.
Have you seen any insect activity?
Nothing too heavy. Some blueing olives here or there. For the most part, I've been sticking with fish and hoppers.
I actually had a really nice evening with terrestrials, with ants, the other night.
Yep.
Well, if you hang around for our second outdoor report later this hour, Nick from Superior Outfitters and I will switch over and start talking about inland lake fishing, pike, walleye, smallmouth, and more, and talk about the hot baits, hot colors, hot lures, and tactics. So stay tuned for part two with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.